Okay, and welcome back, everyone, for the final hour of Cancel the Cabal, the show on Chicken Wake Radio, PSN Radio, and also SoFlo Radio. And I do want to say that all the stations are listener-supported, so if you're able to help them out, please do so. I said just a few minutes ago before the break there, I was bringing Judson back on, and he just notified me that we're going to rip the Cabal, a new one today. So what are we going to, how are we going to rip them a new one today, Judd?
Well, it's the Cabals with an S. It's plural.
Yep.
The dirty little rascals, they have this addiction, and that's to wealth and power. A lot of these cabals, as everybody is well aware, are operated by oligarchs. The unelected, you know, World Economic Forum, uber wealthy, that, they're smarter than everybody else, so they tell everybody how to live.
The people that have special blood, right?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not trying to pick on Donald Trump, but it's so damn easy to do. And like John Kerry.
John Kerry.
You know, he married to the Hines.
John F.
Person, I guess, you know.
John F.
And then,
Kerry.
Of course, you got Joe Biden from, you know, Joe Biden's a Connecticut, what would you call it, a mobster.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bobby Kennedy. Well, comes from the Kennedy mob.
Yeah, but
Kennedy. No, Joseph Kennedy was actually prosecuted for trading with the enemy. Hell, he was trading with the Nazis. Joe Kennedy was.
Biden came from Pennsylvania first, though.
Well, where I'm going here today is when you begin to look at the profit motive, the rare earth materials, the oil and gas, the new Suez Canal they want to build right through the middle of Gaza.
Uh-huh.
When you start looking at the bankster gangsters that are involved in, you know, making Benjamin the Nitwit Yahoo possible, the only reason Benjamin Nitwit Yahoo is the commander-in-chief of the Israeli Nazis, that's what they are, they're Nazis, is because he's got a lot of money.
Look at
his personal wealth.
They are Ashkenazis, Judd.
Ashkenazis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like how I did that?
Yes. Thank you. You're a wonderful, you know, you get it. Well, you see, this is the big threat that the World Economic Forum just told the world about. It's not terrorists. They're not worried about terrorists.
No.
They're worried about freedom of speech and expression on the internet.
Yep, they certainly are.
They're all concerned with what they're blathering on about called disinformation, misinformation. They're like the, you know, the, what they call it there, the propaganda censorship machine of the Third Reich. They don't want any of this truth to get out, because then people will understand how they're being enslaved.
Do you remember, he was a journalist, hell, you probably met him a few times or something, being the Kennedy guy that you were, Jim Myers?
I've listened to some of his videos. He's a guy that had that kind of, he wore the, what do you call that there? The guy, Raiders of the Lost Ark. What was his name? He wore a hat like that.
Jim Myers, yeah.
I'm familiar with some of his.
He wrote a book.
Investigations and research, yeah.
He wrote a book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
Correct.
Details everything that we're going through right now.
the thing that is so remarkable tonight in America and across the world is very, very simple. The lamestream media will not, have not, and never will discuss any of this. They're secreting the mechanisms and methods, the modus operandi of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and how they engage in vast criminal activities to fund themselves. Now, I don't know if you watched Bobby Kennedy Jr. appear before Congress and discuss his candidacy against Joe Biden, and he discussed the COVID conspiracy of Barack Obama, George W. Bush, the Biden mob, the Clinton mob, and the gang around Donald Rumsfeld, and who was that other guy that was so famous covering up the false flag terror operations of 9/11?
Dick Cheney?
Well, him too, yeah, Cheney. It'll come to me here in a minute. William Cohen.
Okay, yeah.
The group that were the spokesmodels, you know, the influencers, if you will, for the Bush-Reagan machine.
But
they didn't want the American people to realize that Osama bin Laden's family were the dictatorial, installed, coronated.
Well, they were given all of the contracts by the Bushes and the Bill Clintons and Bush Juniors.
Bin Laden with their buddies. They were the Bin Laden tribe, if you will, the Bin Laden syndicate.
Yeah.
The Bin Laden mafia, including Osama. No, they were the fuel ministers for Saudi Arabia. They were the ones that had all the wealth of Saudi Arabia from their oil operations and mineral operations and gas operations and every kind of investment vehicle you can think of that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and the Shah of Iran and the Ayatollahs. Yeah, they were all Bill and Hillary Clinton's pals. And, oh God, they loved Osama bin Laden. And they loved Saddam Hussein when they were cooperating by eliminating and murdering and fighting their perceived competition.
Oh, but you know what? They mysteriously turned. That's what it was. According to the media, they just mysteriously turned on us.
Osama bin Laden turned on the Central Intelligence Agency and the Department of Defense. He turned on them.
No. He was.
He turned on them.
He decided
that they no longer were going to support Mujahideen, and they abandoned them on the battlefield in Afghanistan. You remember when the movie Rambo was made, you know, and he was fighting the Russians with his little grenade-tipped arrows. And
yes.
He had the bandana around his head, and Sylvester Stallone was Rambo fighting the Russians.
Yes, of course.
He fought with Al-Qaeda and Mujahideen. That's who Rambo was fighting with against the Soviets, right, at the movie theater. And John Rambo, Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone, he was like a god in American culture.
Yeah, but
he fought the evil Khmer Rouge, and he fought the evil North Vietnamese.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he fought the evil law enforcement.
Yeah, but I mean, during Vietnam, he was home here making. During Vietnam, he was home here making porn, though.
The point that I'm getting to here is that you have several financial cabals that own and operate Wall Street. They own and operate the Federal Reserve, which that's your real coven. The Federal Reserve is a coven of financial interests that are empowered to create trillions of notes out of thin air. All the money that the Federal Reserve creates on their printing presses and on their computers, it doesn't cost them anything. Here's how simple it is for the general public to understand it. You print the first, number one, 100 note. You know, the one with the color shifting ink, and you got the security thread in the 100 note. Those things cost 13 cents to print.
Yeah.
So you print the first one.
Do you know how much a $1 bill cost?
You got $99.87 profit from the first bill.
Right, but do you know how much the $1 bill cost to print?
My understanding, and now I've gotten these figures. This isn't conspiracy theory. This isn't from some, you know, anti-government blog. I've gotten these figures from the United States Superintendent of Documents, U.S. Mint,
yep.
The Treasury that, you know, is involved in, what do they call it there, the United States.
Yeah. Well, it's virtually
something of the Mint, the Treasury.
It's virtually 3% less than what it cost to make a $100 bill as opposed to a $1 bill. Less than.
Once you print one, you never have to stop.
Uh-huh.
All the money you print after that is free. And this is how they're controlling not just the entire United States, not just our entire culture and society or civilization. That's how they control everybody, because everybody knows when you need a new car, you got to go down to the banking company, the banking corporation. And you got to take out an automotive loan, right? All that money that they're lending out at interest, it doesn't cost them nothing. Which brings me back to a childhood experience. In Glens Falls, New York, there's two main banks. One's the Glens Falls National Bank, and the other bank is the Glens Falls First National Bank. They're so similarly named, you confuse them all the time. Now, those two banks were amongst the very first banks in the new colonies. They were created by the lawyers and the investment class from Fort Orange and New Netherlands. Now, New Netherlands were the Dutch, and then you had New France, which obviously were the French. And then, of course, you had New England, which were the British investment class of the royals. This is who began banking in the colonies with the Rothschilds. And they started all this in what's today known as Albany, New York, the Empire State. You know, where Kathy Hochul is the Nazi commandant. And I said that correctly. She's part of the cabal that runs the financial empire known as Wall Street. She's handpicked to be the governor of the state. states, as they were created in the early colonization of America or the United States, which it became, are independent nations, just like Italy, France, Germany, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Palestine, Egypt, Nigeria, you name it, all over the world, Australia, China, they're all states. So our national political governance is by all these independent states, which, since their beginnings, have been owned by certain cabals, like the Fords, like the Astors, I don't know, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, did I mention the Kennedys, the Bidens, I can go keep going, the Clintons.
Hey, Judd.
These people, yes.
You know, those are all Jewish names, or they're all Ashkenazi names.
That's a very interesting point you raise, and that's exactly what I was telling you earlier. I was speaking with a lady who, when I first started, you know, exchanging information with and talking to her, when I first began speaking with her, I kind of got a feeling she was maybe a little rattled, mixed up, you know, mentally ill, crazy. But she's not. She's got tons of information about how they use trusts and trust companies, corporations, and business associations of all kinds to not only move large amounts of wealth around with keystrokes and courier services and armored cars and, you know, the way they move large amounts of money. You've seen the, what's the name of the big famous armored car company?
Brinks.
Brinks, there you go, thank you. There's several others, but Brinks, in other words, they go out to the mall and they send you know, a guy in with a shotgun, a couple of bags, and they, you know, they pick up notes and they leave change so that the retail business can conduct its transactions and have enough change for all the different consumers. And then obviously along came PayPal and Elon Musk, right? And
yes,
let's see, who's this other guy there? Jeff Epstein and company, and Jeff Bezos at Amazon. And Mark Zuckerberg, and you know, Zuckerberg makes huge amounts of money from Facebook Marketplace, just like Bezos with Amazon. And I can't really put my finger on eBay, but you can probably help me. Who started eBay and who got filthy rich off all that, right?
Somebody could look it up. I don't really. I don't know who it was at the moment.
This is how the cabals control us. This is how the cabals finance Benjamin Nitwit, the monster of Jerusalem. And you've got most all of the Judean Christian Church of America, like this guy, John, I want to say Hanky Panky. John Hanky? Is that his name? Hagee, there we go. My brain's kicking into gear.
Okay.
You got this guy, John Hagee. Oh, God, he's super duper, super, super duper. You got to support Israel. I mean, you just have to, because it's in the King James Version of the Holy Bible that Israel is God's chosen. They are God's master race. the Jews.
Yeah, but who wrote this, though? Jews did, didn't they?
You just won the door prize, Steve.
Ding, 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 ding.
I hate to break this to the American Christian, but, you know, Abraham, the first Jew, kind of like L. Ron Hubbard and Joe Smith, right?
Young. Right.
His parents weren't Jewish. His grandparents weren't Jewish either, and neither were his great-great-grandparents.
Right.
He invented it. There is no DNA test for a Presbyterian. There is no DNA test for a Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist. There is no DNA test for a Jew. Now, there are some, you know, DNA tests, I suppose, for some Semites. Like, let's see, who was a Semite? Was Jesus Christ a Semite? Was he a Nazarene? Was he born from a virgin birth, the Virgin Mary? And
actually, he may have been African.
Well, you know, the reality of the Bible pretty much is that it was written 500 years after Christ was murdered on the cross, right?
Yes, yes.
500 years, and this is in an age when they didn't even have a rotary dial telephone. I don't think they did. They hadn't invented the Ticonderoga pencil yet. And there were no yellow sticky notes. And I'm not trying to be mean, man, but they all rode camels, right? That was their main form of transportation, was their Tesla camel that ran on silage, you know, whatever you fed the camel, that was the gas that made your camel go.
Uh-huh.
Right? No four-speed transmissions.
Right.
And no high-beam, low-beam, or turn signals. They had camels.
Camel batteries, right?
Probably upwards of 95% of their culture and population, they weren't very well educated.
Right.
Just like Americans are not very well educated today. They're in a state of complete indoctrination and brainwashing. They've been imprinted by the school system. You know, the little yellow prison buses that come and pick you up, like, you know, Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest Gump? Met Jenny riding a school bus. The yellow indoctrination bus, where they picked you up, Giles. They took you down to the state school. And
the window lickers.
They installed in your head what they want you to think.
The window lickers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I promised you we're going to tear them a new one. The only reason they're in control is because their cabals are virtually incestuous. They're all cousins and related to each other. They're all intermarried, just like the royal family. King Charlie, you know who I'm talking about? William and Harry.
Yes.
Princess Diana. That's why they rejected Diana, because she didn't have the right incestual heraldry.
Well, they needed...
Her family bloodline wasn't... what do they call that when they engage in interbreeding? There we go. She wasn't interbred well enough for their liking. The queen didn't like her because of that, and she you know, kind of spoke her mind because she had this high-level position of...
Well, they didn't like her, because she didn't fall in line.
Correct. She didn't toe the mark. And so, you know, what happened to her happened to her. And she was, you know, threatening to take William and Harry out of the kingdom and marry Dodi Fayyad in Egypt, right? You can't have William and Harry, subject to being held
yes.
as a hostage or a captive of the Arabs, you know, the Semites.
Yep.
Now, tonight, in the world, you have billions of people that are eyewitness, material witness. They're watching it on every media outlet in the world, where Benjamin Nitwit, the Polak, the guy's from Poland. He's bombing the people of Gaza into the Stone Age. It's a civilian population. It's not a military target. Those are civilians that are being bombed into oblivion. Look at the numbers of children. The son of a, can you say bitch on the cabal? Is that borderline?
No, you don't. You can't.
Well, the dog, you know, there's female dogs, and that's a veterinary term. But the guy's a dog, and he's a murdering dog. He's a murderer. And Joe Biden's giving him what to do it with?
Yeah.
Three aircraft carrier groups?
Yep.
This Biden sent three aircraft carrier groups. I wonder how much that costs every day.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's getting the bill? They're using the American slaves, the serfs, the smurfs, that have to be taxed, and they have to pay billions upon billions upon billions for money that was printed up for free. They're controlling all of American society with the Federal Reserve. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, do anything other than educate. There's a group that was started years and years and years ago. It was called the Foundation for the Advancement of Monetary Education. They set about educating the nation, the world, on how they create money from thin air. Right out of thin air, and they control everything because they've got these Brinks armored trucks full of cash. When you examine the history of banking in the United States, and you remember back in the, you know, the 19-teens and the 1920s, local banking corporations were authorized by state laws to issue their own bank notes. There wasn't this centralization known as the Federal Reserve yet. All the different little independent banks issued their own currency, backed up with what they referred to as bonds, B-O-N-D-S, bonds. It was all created hocus pocus abracadabra by lawyers and magicians that practice black magic and witchcraft. I'm going to use names. This is cool. I can use names. The two banks that I was talking about earlier from Glens Falls, New York.
Yes.
Those are two of the earliest banks that ever existed in this country.
Interesting.
Glens Falls First National and the Glens Falls National.
Interesting.
Today they're owned by Arrow Financial Corporation.
Huh.
The people that own Financial Corporation are the people that raped my parents for all their property.
Yeah.
The same people. Now, their lawyers, they operate right across the street in a building that's called the Glens Falls Trust Company, where all they do all day long is create trusts, financial investment vehicles, to make very wealthy families wealth tax exempt. Because if your money's invested in a business enterprise like know, an automobile manufacturer, or Mobil, Exxon, XTO Energy, Chevron, Shell, Aramco, you know, Tesoro, all these big retail distribution of gas and diesel for your cars and pickups, these great big corporate entities that people look at them and go, wow, man, them people got so much money, it's insane, right? Think of the money Exxon controls. All of that corporate structure, they don't pay any taxes. Like Donald Trump. The Trump Enterprises. They're famous for being billionaires. Most of the time, they don't pay anything in taxes at all. How do you think that makes the minimum wage people feel that work down at the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, probably yeah, makes them feel really good. Probably makes everybody feel real good.
You know, you work down at the, I don't know, the city sewer plant, or you work for the janitorial department at the high school, or, you know, you've got these, I don't want to call them menial jobs, because a lot of these things, you know, the sewer plant's important. Somebody's got to, you know, properly process the poop, right?
Yep.
Keep society safe by, well, they're supposed to anyways, right?
Yes.
Which brings me to a fabulous point. You know, all the poop that's being slopped all over England? Do you know who owns those sewerage companies that are dumping poop and urine and everything else unsanitary all across Britain?
King Chuckles. Who else?
Yeah, it's King Chuckles and his investment class of oligarchs that run the cabals in Great Britain. The same financial cabals behind Benjamin Nitwit the Yahoo that wants to build a new Suez Canal, wants to develop all the oil and gas in Greater Israel. They want to take over the entire region, and they want to do it with billions upon billions upon billions in military ordnance that's given to them, given by the taxpayers of the United States. You know, Joe Biden just sent them how many billions? And three aircraft carrier groups to murder the Palestinians?
A bunch.
How many of the American families, you know, the real men, you know, the upstanding men and women of our nation, how many of those people do you think stand up and cheer the murder of the Palestinian civilians?
Yeah.
How
probably
popular is the murder of those children?
Very popular.
No, it's really not. You start talking to people out in public. I created a scene at, Cracker Barrel. I was sitting in front of the fireplace in Cracker Barrel today. All these people are eating their meals, and I got talking about this war in Ukraine and this war in Palestine, and I started telling everybody that Abraham invented this thing that we call Jew. How many millions of years was the planet Earth around before the Jew got invented? Here's a big one. Oh, this one starts a robust conversation. Is God Jewish? Is he a rabbi? No, is God a rabbi?
Hard telling. He might be.
If you want to start a fight, go down to your local, you know, your neighborhood church and ask the pastor in front of the entire congregation, is God a Jew? And yeah. Watch the freaking sparks fly.
Right.
I was sitting in an LDS Mormon church in Fairview, Utah. I don't know, 18 years ago. I was in the priesthood meeting with my hair and my beard. I had one of the friends of my daughter's tell me, you're supposed to be in there with them. I didn't know. So I went in, and I was attending LDS Mormon Church, and I just sat in this series of teachings on the Old Testament, which the Mormons love that Old Testament. They love it. I mean, that's the source of their power. Yeah. If you go to the Temple Square in Salt Lake and you look at all the temple buildings, uh-huh. They got the insignias, they got the icons of the Israeli Judeo-Christianity just all over Temple Square. It's all over their LDS Mormon churches all over the world. Visit them and read through what they call the Book of Mormon. And it's all written in this dialect of the old King's English.
Uh-huh.
That's all Joseph Smith knew. That's all Martin Harris knew, is what they were reading out of the hat with the seer stones. See, they considered Joe Smith a seer. Like the Holy See of the Catholic Church, the Pope,
uh-huh.
The Vatican. Yeah, they're all seers too. They're God's voice in this world. They're the men that speak for God in this world. Oh, of course, God would pick Abraham, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You can't have it any other way. And when you begin to look at the financial holdings of the Vatican, you look at the financial holdings of the Assemblies of God.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the financial holdings of Hagee Ministries. You look at the financial holdings of Joel Osteen, the Oasis of Love in Houston, Texas.
Yep.
You start looking at the financial investments of these large church organizations, and you begin to understand why they perpetrate the lie that they're God's chosen master race, just like Adolf Hitler. Everybody knows that the Third Reich, the Nazis, were the chosen ones. They were they even used the Bellamy salute, like the United States used the Bellamy salute for years before it became an embarrassment. Here's one that really opens eyes. Salt Lake City, during the early days of the LDS Mormon Church, Brigham Young, he had about 100 wives and probably 400 other little honeys that liked to give it up to him because he had all the what do they call that there? The tithes. He controlled the tithes, the money that were contributed to the Mormon Church. He controlled the bankers. He controlled the money. So he had this harem. Brigham Young had a harem. Bring them young.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. And in Salt Lake City in the early days of the church, across the grand avenues of Salt Lake, particularly on the city blocks where the Wolf's Lair had been built, this giant mansion, kind of like several dozen buildings were built around the Wolf's Lair. Across the grand avenues in Salt Lake City, they had these wrought iron stands that went from one side of the avenue to the other side of the avenue. They were great big insignia emblazoned swastikas.
Yeah.
The Mutual Improvement League was patterned before Adolf Hitler's Youth Improvement League.
Okay.
The brown shirts.
Yeah.
It's all patterned after stuff that Joseph Smith and Brigham Young invented.
Well, the Germans didn't call themselves Nazis.
No. Nope, the Rothschild banking system, the Rothschild banking network.
Well, there was a Jewish journalist that started calling them that. It was more or less a slight.
Here's one for all the people listening, and the CIA and the National Security Administration and everybody else that listens to the cabals. Cancel the cabals. You got to do a little bit of an update on your branding. Cancel the cabals with an S. The people that are controlling the world are the people that own and control the banks. My grandmother used to puzzle me, scramble my eggs, made me go, what in the heck is she talking about? Every once in a while, she'd call my father, whose name was Clifford. He was a high-level 33rd degree Mason. He was a naval intelligence officer and a combat pilot for the Pacific Fleet. His name was Clifford Bovee Witham Jr., the second. But every once in a while, my grandmother would call him Bill. And he used to just puzzle me and make me go, what? His name's not Bill. And then every once in a while, she'd call him William. So I got, you know, I wondered what in the heck is going on with this William Witham, Bill Witham stuff. One of my great uncles in the southeastern United States where he settled in, he came from Maine and New Hampshire. He owned the Witham banking system. He owned 120 banks. My great, great, great uncle Bill or William Witham. Look it up on the net. You'll find it. He died. He had retired in Miami, swapping and trading, you know, mansions like Mar-a-Lago. That was built by the Emily, I guess her name was not Emily Post, but the Post serial heiress. She built Mar-a-Lago, her palace to herself. And yet you got to stop and you got to ask yourself, why would Donald Trump want to have that status symbol Mar-a-Lago in Florida?
So what you're saying is your great-great uncle? Is that what it was?
Yeah, William Witham, Bill Witham.
He was
the Witham banking system.
He was part of the Illuminati then, wasn't he?
Oh, just a little bit. And not just that. Look up in Portland, Maine, and look at the Witham clavern of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness is right. Now, you know, I'm not part of that machine. I'm not part of that. I was born into the family, sort of like, you know, Bobby Kennedy was born into the Kennedy empire. What do they call it? The tribe, Kennedy tribe, the Kennedy clan?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that everybody needs to understand is that the reason I'm having this conversation with Stephen Roberts of Cancel the Cabals is if we don't get a hold of the evil men that are running this planet, the next little trick they're going to pull is massive murder.
Yep.
You know, Pandemic X.
Well, they're not going to do it, Judd. COVID is going to do it. Long COVID.
I almost said bullshit, but I didn't want to offend any. Bullshit. You know, they just had Anthony Fauci testify under armed guard behind locked doors in secret. Why did they let Fauci testify to the Congress in secret? Well, it's a matter of national security, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know where COVID came from? It ain't a China virus. Donald Trump's a lying sack of crap. Donald Trump is the swamp.
Warp speed, Mr. Warp speed.
Yeah, warp speed. Donnie's, Mobster Teflon Donnie. It was cooked up by Fauci and Daszak and Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in their biolaboratory under the funding of the National Institutes for Health and the Department of Defense. It's a bioweapon that Fauci and his little scuzzball pals cooked up so that they could engage in biowarfare.
Pretty much.
You ever heard of a place called Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri?
Fort Lost in the Woods.
Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. You know what their operational directive is?
Not offhand.
Biodefense.
Okay.
There is another fort out west of the Salt Lake, out towards the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's called Dugway Proving Ground, where they experiment with all these radiological weapons.
Uh-huh.
What do they call those new ones that kill all the human beings but leave all the buildings intact? What's that called?
I don't know.
Yeah, they got these new radiation weapons that they don't blow up the valuable appurtenances, the improvements to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pop in my head here in a minute. Yeah, they've devised ways to get rid of huge numbers of people without having to rebuild the infrastructure. They also have devised these extremely lethal germ warfare weapons that kill off vast numbers of people.
You're not talking about a dirty bomb, are you?
Dirty bombs, yeah. Well, there's a term for that.
Well, it's
I can't think of it right now.
It's just nuclear fallout is what
it
is.
Well, that's where the genesis of the technology began, was from the atmospheric testing of the early atomic bombs.
Yeah.
You want to see something fascinating. There's a video on you can see it on YouTube they haven't removed it yet. But it's called The Demon Core. It's all about how they built the first atomic warheads. Very fascinating. They show you how they work.
Uh-huh.
It's expensive and very, very extremely dangerous to produce them, the warhead itself. But when you look at it, it's kind of like, and I'm not trying to make anybody laugh, the technology I was thinking of is neutron bombs, where they kill people with radiation and don't disturb any of the improvements. It's a neutron bomb.
Okay.
When you look at the Demon Core video, and I hope it's still up. I haven't looked at it in about a year. It reveals to people that huge nuclear, atomic, radioactive releases of energy from, like, hydrogen warheads.
Uh-huh.
Lethal. Lethal as hell. The scientists that produced the bombs that were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, those scientists all died because of their work in the laboratory and a couple of little oopsie doopsies with the Demon Core. They were all poisoned, radiation poisoned, and died within like 7 or 8 days. Now, back to UNC Chapel Hill. And this is the kind of stuff that, you know, people mysteriously disappear and wind up, you know, oh, he committed suicide. You know, if they find my dead body, Steve, I didn't commit suicide.
Right.
UNC Chapel Hill and Fauci, who just testified behind locked doors with full, you know, national security armed guards, Well, they escorted him to and from the hearing.
I'm sure he's going to be given full immunity. They're, you know,
why is he entitled to national security level personal protection? I mean, what's my national security level personal protection? Don't I get an armed guard?
It's going to be one of those things that we have investigated ourselves and we found ourselves of no wrongdoing.
I spent 3 hours here last week, and I read the official findings and report of the financial crash of 2008. And when you read it, all the stuff that they claim happened, I've been raising hell about it for 25 years before it was public knowledge. I went ape manure. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
I went ape caca on them out of Houston, Texas, when I was working for George and Barbara Bush.
Uh-huh.
You know that swanky little penthouse where Bill and Hillary Clinton used to come around and sit in the hot tub with Joanna Herring King and Congressman Charlie Wilson when they were running Charlie Wilson's war in Iran-Contra? You know who built that swanky little hotel suite?
I think you told me you did.
I'm working for Ralph and Stan and Bruce Merrick at Commercial and Merrick Brothers Construction. And, oh, God, those guys were connected. Oh, God almighty, the Merrick Brothers. Whew, man. Knights of Columbus. Big time. Knights of Columbus. Yeah, buddy. And big, 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 big time friends with the Bushes in Houston. I got invited to this little shindig up on North Shepherd Avenue, up north of the 610 loop of the city, not far, right around the corner from the Goodyear blimp base off of Highway 45 North. Up there, you remember that guy, Show Me the Money? Mattress Mac, I really will save you money. That Mattress Mac. Right around the corner from Mattress Mac store. This huge satanic church right in the middle of a urban population, hiding in plain sight. Brownstone commercial buildings, a one-door entry up a set of stairs that you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was completely dark. You get to the top of the stairs where you're going to enter the temple, and there's a huge black-haired, black-bearded man with a sword. You ever see the symbol of the Shriners?
Yes.
That big Masonic sword?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's a guardian of the gate. And if you didn't know what to tell that guy, he'd have taken your head off with that sword.
Yeah.
He was guarding the door with a freaking sword, dude.
Yep.
And I didn't realize what was going on. I really didn't. I had no idea. All I was famous for at that point is that I had been trained in high-end joinery and woodwork and construction practices. I worked for one of the first contractors I worked for in New York. His name was Dean Howland. He built mansions. I mean, for the super wealthy. That's what he did. And I worked for him for years. I worked for an architect from Norway also for years. His name was Olaf Rani from Bolt Landing, New York.
Uh-huh.
He built lots of what today is known as the Sagamore, where U.S. Supreme Court justices and people like, Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Bushes and Thurgood Marshall and who's that black Supreme Court justice that's in trouble with the Tramwell Crow company there?
Thomas?
Clarence Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where he goes. That's where he goes to lay out by the Olympic-sized swimming pool in the Lake George Basin overlooking the Adirondack Mountains.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous. It's a playground for the wealthy.
Yep.
When I was growing up, north of the high school. They called it Millionaire's Row, where the Peabodys and the Astors and, you know, oh, yeah, the Vanderbilts, they all had their mansions. Edward Shepherd had a mansion up there. The Rockefellers had a mansion on Lake George. The list just goes on and on and on. It's where the super wealthy vacationed. Back in the 1800s.
That's also where the underground tunnels are, too.
This group of cabals that basically came out of places like the Biltmore Castle in Asheville, North Carolina, the Vanderbilts. If you look at the history of Gifford Pishaw, and you look at the history of Bob Marshall, and you look at the history of Howard Zennizer, you look at all the Jews that created the national park system, the communist socialist Jews that created the national environmental preservation networks. Pinchot, he started working in a Masonic temple in Asheville, North Carolina. You remember, you know, the Carolina Corporation? Where they set up, you know, for the governance of the colonies. With Governor Tryon, who, he was dispatched to New York to try to put down the American Revolution before it, you know, went critical and exploded onto the historical political scene of the colonies. And, you know, we sent England attacking. Did they ever leave?
No.
Really?
Nope.
The British bankers never left?
Nope.
Were they the ones that financed the American Civil War?
Yep,
it
certainly is.
Were they the ones that financed World War One, the Spanish-American War, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam? The same bankers?
Yep.
Jeffrey Epstein's buddies?
Yep. Say, we only got about 30 seconds left or so.
We're going to pick up this discussion on the Federal Reserve cabals and how they're controlling the American people. It's sad. It's sad. I'm driving down the interstate. Now everybody's got their license plates on their car. And they got their little freaking driver's license in their pocket. And they live in their little houses with their tax bills. And they control all the people that go to the malls and all the people that go to the churches with the, with the currency. From the Federal Reserve. Steve, I love you, man. You and Annie are doing a superb job of educating and waking people up. I love y'all. Cancel the cabals. I want you to add that S, okay? That'll be my little hickey on the history of us, the we people. At the cabal. Cancel the cabals. Good night, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. All right, folks. That's the end there. Hope to see everybody tomorrow for me and Roger. Till next time, folks.